This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As a group of U.S. nationals is escorted safely out of Sudan, some people are going back to the capital city. Despite new bursts of gunfire and heavy artillery, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As the battle for power between Sudan's two top generals continues, over 400 civilians have died so far, with thousands more displaced. However, despite the huge numbers trying to get out, there are some who are making their way back to the war-torn country on a ship from Saudi Arabia to Sudan, so they can be with their families. Ashraf Ahmed, travelling to Sudan, lost his mother, sister and daughter in the fighting. Holding back the tears, he told a reporter,
"I have been one of the losers of this war."
In Khartoum, clashes continued around the presidential palace, the headquarters of the state broadcaster and a military base. The battles sent thick columns of black smoke billowing over the city skyline. I'm Karen Chamas.
Dozens of buses were seen lining up on the Egypt-Sudan border crossing as the waiting times increased with the rising influx of Sudanese fleeing the fighting. Satellite images on Friday showed congestions of trucks and buses lining up in different directions as they prepared to cross the border. Since the fighting broke out between the Rapid Support Forces and the Sudanese Armed Forces on April 15th, thousands of Sudanese have fled to neighboring countries, including Egypt, Ethiopia, Chad, and South Sudan. Police in Cleveland, Texas, said Saturday that a gunman shot dead five neighbors, including an 8-year-old child, after some of them asked him to stop shooting a semi-automatic rifle in his front yard. The local sheriff, Greg Caper, said police are still looking for the suspect. He's been charged with 5 counts of murder. Police were looking for him in a nearby wooded area. The sheriff said 10 people were in the house